Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we turn to the tricky landscape of slurs, soccer, and the Spanish language in the World Cup. Maybe you've been hearing about the controversy surrounding a gay slur that some fans have been chanting in Spanish during some of the games. We'll talk about that and why FIFA says it's kind of okay. Or maybe you were watching one of the games on Univision and heard Spanish language commentators identify some of the players by the color of their skin. Maybe that made you cringe, as it did my next guest. And we'll talk about that. Or maybe as you've been following the saga of Uruguay's Luis Suarez, the guy who's been suspended for biting an Italian player, you've been reminded of that time that he was also suspended for allegedly telling another player in Spanish that he was kicked because he's black, and that linguistic experts were called in to determine if that was an insult or not. So we'll discuss that now, too. Felix Sanchez is chairman and co-founder of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. Felix, welcome to WNYC. Happy USA versus Belgium Day.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the game later today.
Let's start with your story and an issue with the Univision commentary that you flagged. This started when you were watching Costa Rica face off against Uruguay. What happened?
Essentially, the sportscasters had been using the last name of the players to talk about, do their color commentary. But when it came to an Afro-Latino player, they then referred to that player as Moreno. And they also went further and described his hair, which was neatly pulled back in dreads, as greña. Now, again, the subtlety, the issue is that it was the equivalent of saying the black guy with dreads, and referring to him in that manner as opposed to giving him the full respect of using his last name and talking about his play rather than describing him in physical characteristics.
So you posted your concerns to your Facebook page, and the conversation really took off. It started a thread on Reddit, another one on the Hispanic blog, Latino Rebels, and on, and the comments are really all over the map. I'm going to read a few for our listeners so they get a sense of how people are reacting to this. Quote, I've been nicknamed Morenita, and it's affectionate, not insulting, at least not in Spanish. I guess if someone were to nickname me Brown in English, that would be rude. While I don't find these terms offensive, this person writes, I guess I can understand that they are when they're heard with an English ear. Biculturalism is tricky. You want to react to that one, that sort of defense of it in the cultural context of Spanish?
Yes. I think that what happens is people get confused about the appropriateness of the use of these terms. It's one thing if in culture someone that you feel can say these words to you, like a parent or a grandparent, then that's one thing. But when it's a professional individual who is calling a World Cup game begins to use these descriptors, it clearly falls outside of the range of acceptable.
Listeners, 212-433-WNYC. If you're bilingual, Spanish and English speakers, what do you think about this question about race and language? Does it translate? Have you been watching the games on Univision and heard some of this commentary yourself? What did you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And how else would you compare the calling of the games in English from that in Spanish if you've been watching on both Univision and ESPN? 212-433-9692. To that last commenter's point, are there words or terms of endearment that you use in Spanish but you wouldn't use the equivalent in English? 212-433-9692 for Felix Sanchez, chairman and co-founder of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. Another of the comments, quote, the only Latinos complaining about this are Americanized Latinos who are so sensitive to everything. Go and watch ESPN. Spanish commentators have been doing the best commentating for many decades. So how about that? That this is U.S. sensitivities language aside, this is politically U.S. And in Latin American countries, people just aren't so sensitive about these same sorts of references.
Well, I think the fundamental issue is Univision is a U.S. broadcaster. The fact that they are broadcasting in Spanish does not hold them to a lesser standard. In fact, it holds them to an equal standard.
Oh, that's a really important point that people may not realize. Univision, though it's in Spanish, is not broadcasting to Mexico, to Costa Rica, to Chile, et cetera, et cetera. That's a U.S. Spanish language network.
That's exactly correct. And there's where, what's happening here is you can see it in the ratings. For example, Univision has been killing ESPN in the ratings. And who is that additional viewer that has come to the table to create that kind of success? I believe that from anecdotal conversations and on Facebook and on threads that have happened, is that individuals who are bilingual or even English language leaning Latinos want a more authentic experience and therefore tune in to Univision's color commentary over ESPN. And that is creating this huge wave of viewership and record-breaking audience viewers that have come to the table, and they've come to the World Cup through Univision as opposed to through ESPN. But when you are listening to the commentators, you do start to see that there's a disparity in the way that, as an American, you would expect the commentary to go. Now, having said that, Univision did reach out to me immediately after these comments were posted. And since those early games, there has not been a single comment made in that direction.
So they stopped. In response to your piece, they stopped.
They stopped, and I think that it was really, we helped nip it in the bud, because we, as you know, there have been other examples, not just from Univision, but there have been, certainly the Dutch, after they won over Mexico, the commentary that KLM, the airline, the Royal Dutch airline, made on Twitter about using a mustachioed Mexican with a sombrero and a serape and saying, Mexico, go home. It was a very insulting way of winning, and they certainly pulled that tweet. But they're not alone. It's not just Latin America who hasn't made the social progress that I think we in America like to think we've made. But we've also seen this through European players and the German fans and being dressed up in blackface and, all the other kinds of things that, have caused concern.
Anna in Bayside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I was just telling the screener, I think your guest is oversensitive. I think he's wrong. I think you have to see it in the context of who the audience is. I'm just going to say that maybe these announcers are not even American. I don't get the impression that they broadcast on regularly for an American-based audience, but their own Colombians, Mexicans. And you have to see it for what it is. I mean, it's part of who we are. Yeah, I have aunts that I call as negra, not prieta, because that's insulting, but negra. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a term of endearment. If you're taking it out of context or you're becoming hypersensitive, give me a break. That's why I don't watch ESPN. It's boring. There's no personality to them. The world is not that sterile, and I don't think they meant any offense by that.
Felix, talk to Anna.
Sure. I mean, this is a common misunderstanding that we don't realize that even though the broadcast is coming in Spanish, it is from a U.S. broadcaster, and a U.S. broadcaster must follow the standards laid out by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. And under that kind of standard, these kinds of comments are really inappropriate, and we're trying to kind of justify them and sort of feel that they're culturally acceptable, but not from a professional sportscaster who is calling a game for a U.S. audience, regardless of the fact that the language is Spanish and not English.
But the audience that they're broadcasting to lives in the U.S., but it's not culturally. Some of them, American, I hate to tell you, but a lot of my aunts and uncles who are watching this were not brought up here. And, you know, there's a difference between calling someone a moreno and calling them other words that we can find. It's not like moreno is equivalent of the N-word.
Well,
it's a term of endearment. I mean, you're trying to change the way that sometimes we refer to our loved ones, or even they refer to them, you know, some of our loved ones refer to themselves. You're putting political correctness out there, and I just don't think it warrants it. I don't think it merits it. It's not like they were insulting. You know, they also refer to others that are super, you know, white. Los blanquitos. I mean, what are you going to say? That's also bad?
Well, they didn't say that. That's the point, is that you would not have heard on ESPN or on any other sports commentary sportscasters calling someone by the color of their skin. And whether you find that, whether you understand that initially, it's an important standard that we demand from Spanish language broadcasters. Just like when Howard Cosell, for example, as a sportscaster, referred to a black player as a monkey, and he was immediately fired for those comments. So when individuals make comments, whether in English or in Spanish, on the air, there are broadcast standards. And when those standards and sensibilities are violated, then there are repercussions. Now, the good news here was that Univision immediately understood this because they value their audience, but they also wanted to make sure that they were not offending American sensibilities, because that is their audience. Whether that individual was born here or not, that is not the issue.
Anna,
that's who the audience is.
Thank you for your call. Our next caller, I think, is going to be more friendly to your argument here. Ed in Jamaica, Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
All right.
Basically, I must agree with you, sir. I am of Latino and African-American descent, and moreno is not a term of endearment. It depends on who you're talking to and the context is used, and it has been used, especially on the island of Haiti, as an insult, and it's pejorative. And the man is a professional sports announcer. You know the man's name. You get the roster. You can use everybody else's name. Why must you refer to this man as a color and a hairstyle? I found it totally offensive, to be totally honest with you. And it's the elephant in the room that nobody, especially in Latin American countries, wants to discuss. There is a lot of racism. If you look at Univision's broadcast lineup, how many black faces do you see on there? Or how many faces of African Latino descent do you see on any Spanish language station in America or in the countries of the prospective origin? It was insulting, and I applaud you and I thank you for pulling their coat on it. But there's a lot more that people don't discuss, because people think that racism and ethnic biases are big in America because of the historical content, but it is also big in European and Latin American countries.
And thank you, Felix.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I think that you can't sense the level of insult unless you are an Afro-Latino. If you are an Afro-Latino, you know immediately that the word moreno is used in some countries, especially in Central America, to mean black. And so when they're referring to an Afro-Latino player and they use the word moreno, they are basically saying the black guy. And that is not the way a professional sportscaster calls a game. And that's the point.
And I want to touch on one other thing before you go, as we're running out of time. If listeners tuned into the Mexico-Netherlands game on Saturday, they heard a disclaimer on Univision about offensive language against gays. But that's not about the commentators. That's about the fans. Mexico and Brazil fans have been chanting a slur that translates roughly to male prostitute or gay prostitute. FIFA investigated this chant used by Mexican fans during a game against Cameroon and decided that it was, quote, not considered insulting in the specific context. How is that not a slur?
You know, I think that they've made a mistake there. And I think that we were heading toward a place of neutrality where we're not using slurs, acceptable slurs, because that's what they've essentially said. And in this instance, I really applaud what Univision did, because they put a disclaimer and said that they do not endorse these kinds of words or slurs by fans. And that, you know, that is a huge step in the right direction.
Well, maybe somewhere in the Netherlands there's a slur for Flemish people. I don't know it, and hopefully we won't hear one this afternoon at 4 o'clock when half of America will stop what they're doing and turn on their television sets. But we will have to leave it there, whether you hear it in Spanish on Univision or in English on ESPN. Enjoy the game. Felix Sanchez is chairman and co-founder of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. And thank you for talking about the issue of the language that is sometimes used in these broadcasts. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Middle East historian Juan Cole. In his new book, he's actually optimistic about the future of Arab democracy. We'll hear why. Stay with us.